here we go. It's time for another episode of the Tommy Edison Experience Podcast. That means I'm Tommy Edison, and we're going to have a nice time here for the next little while, and I want you to meet my pal, the great one, the one and only, Ben Churchill.
Oh, thank you.
Ben Churchill. How's it going, my friend? You doing all right?
Doing all right. How about you? How's your week been?
It's been all right. You know, it's been nice and hot here all week, so it's a little different. It's the rest of the world's getting cold, but here it's still nice and warm. But it was pretty quiet. You know, it didn't get up to terribly much. I came up with a brilliant idea, though. I think that'll be a lot of fun, and I don't think anybody's ever done it before.
What's that?
I'm thinking about doing... Remember the old song by the Knack, Mike Sharona?
Mike Sharona, yes.
I'm thinking about, like, writing a song parody. What do you think? about the current situation? You think anybody's done that before?
Nope.
I think it's an original thought, so don't steal it, okay? Don't do this. This is for me. I called it first.
My Sharona. How many morning shows have done that?
How many? Oh, my God, dude. It must be done all over the place. There must be millions of them. I'm going to have to look for those and just see. Because I want to be entertained. That kind of stuff will keep me roaring with laughter all day long. So that's what I'm going to be doing next week. Yeah, but you
work
know,
on that, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Get the keyboard out.
Get the piano out. Yep, maybe some of those loops and Apple and GarageBand and stuff, right? Create a little track. Boom, boom, ta, ba, boom, ba,
boom, ba, boom, ba. You were in a band back in the day.
I was. I did. I used to. People always ask, did I play music? And I did. I still do. I don't. Although I'm not much anymore. But
did you ever do song parodies?
No, we never did that kind of stuff. We were a rock and roll band, man. We got to a point actually where we could do like a whole night of original material with a couple of covers scattered in.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a ton of stuff. One of the Steves was quite a writer. He is quite a writer. He's writes tons and tons of songs. He's a very good songwriter. It was fun. And so I played the mouth organ. I played harmonica, like a blues harmonica. I played some piano, rock and roll pianos or ping, 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 you know, those kind of bits. I went to school to play bass, to play jazz, you know, like electric bass, Fender bass. When I was a kid, I played drums and percussion, I always played percussion shakers and little bongos and things like that. So yeah, I play a bunch of stuff. I love music. I always wanted to be either like a music, a performer or a disc jockey. Those were my two. Other kids wanted to be firemen and cowboys and stuff like that. But me, I wanted to be a disc jockey or making music.
Making music.
Yeah. So I actually got to do both of them, which is really cool.
I came across photos of you in this band.
You did?
From the late, it was like 1989 or
88. Yeah, probably
photos.
88. Yep.
Yeah, I found them on Facebook. I don't have them at the moment, but okay. They're out there. Tommy Edison with this band.
Called The Tracks.
The Tracks.
From Norwalk, Connecticut. Me, Steve, Rick, and Doug, the fellas.
Yeah.
It was good, man. We had a lot of fun. There was this one bar that we were like sort of the house band. We played there 3-4 nights in a row some weekends. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then the Dare to Be Stupid set on Sunday, where we'd just play anything. And that was always fun, just trying all kinds of new things, because it was a small house on a Sunday night. So we just sit on stage for 3 hours and just play whatever we felt like and have a great time. Trying new, we did Moon Dance one time, the old Van Morrison song.
Yeah.
I played piano. I'd never played jazz piano before in my life, and that was the first time.
That's a very cool song.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great song, right? But yeah, I love music, but it's funny. The older I got, sort of the more timid I got. You know what I mean? It kind of happens that way, doesn't it? And I started to get stage fright, and it freaked me out being on stage. I just wasn't terribly comfortable with it anymore.
Interesting, really?
Yeah, and like at the same time, things were starting to pop for me on the radio. I'd been interning and things like that and kind of doing, like running the board for a talk show, for a national talk show called TalkNet with Bruce Williams and Sally, Jesse Raphael and others. And so I was starting to get things where I could actually talk on the air, and starting to get shifts and things like that when I started playing jazz. And so,
But you got stage fright.
Yeah, I got stage fright. I didn't like it. What was the change? The thing was, I could. So when you play in a band, you got to go early to set up and do sound check and all that stuff. And then you're around for like 2 or 3 hours waiting for the place to fill up. There's nothing to do.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, I used to drink and I was like, I'm a mess. I can't do that. By showtime, I was like, rah, rah, rah. Yeah. So that's like, no, no bueno. So. Yeah, so
you stopped drinking, so then you got nervous.
And then I got nervous, yep. I just listened and just be like, oh, boy, oh, I hope this is going to be okay. And it just started to get at me after a while. Yeah. It was really strange. But
because I met you, you weren't doing the band or anything.
No, I was all on the radio by that point.
And you talked about the stage fright thing. I didn't. I was like, when did that go away? Because you were doing, you know, those photos are out there. They don't exist that you're out there doing these live gigs. Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, we used to play all the time. And we played some good rooms in New York. We did some showcases and things like that. You know, it was great fun. I really enjoyed it. Well, I don't regret a minute of it. But it's just funny that, you know, after a while, it started to make me nuts. Because there was so much waiting around. You know, all that hurry up and wait stuff, whereas on the radio, it's instant. You just get in, sit down, and do it. There's no waiting, you know, unless you show up 2 hours before your shift. And who's going to do that?
Yep.
Not Tommy Edison, everybody.
No, that thrill of radio, turn the mic on, you're live, it's happening right there.
Yeah, it's happening right there.
Or even live streaming.
Exactly right. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's a thrill. So
So this week, we added... Amazon Music is now doing podcasts.
That's right. We are on Amazon Music now for the first time. So if you're an Amazon Music user, you can enjoy us right over there, wherever you get the rest of your stuff.
Pulling up the screen, Tommy.
Oh, look at you. Ben Churchill got Mr. Fancy over here. Should I have a look?
This is.
Oh, it looks cool.
Yeah, you're up there.
Hey, that's me. Isn't he handsome?
So Amazon Music.
Now, how does this work? So is this like if you're a Prime subscriber or...
No, because I'm not subscribed to Prime currently. Okay. And
and you can enjoy
it. I'm logged in to my regular just whatever shopping account.
Oh, fun cool. Week. Well, for music fans anyway, or for Prince fans.
So this
holy
is
this past week, this past Friday.
This is episode 16.
It's one of those things that sort of...
It's weird hearing yourself on the show.
It really is. Are we going to get a copyright strike for that one?
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So yeah, Amazon Music.
Amazon whatever. Music.
Add it to your options, basically. Is
absolutely.
The whole point.
Yep. That's so we're over there, too. So, you know, it's over at Michelle's place and Apple Music and Google and all the rest. And now Amazon Music, too. So thanks, Amazon Music. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Pocket Cast, of course. I'm trying to remember some of the smaller ones that I like. Pocket Cast is my go-to. It's my favorite.
So
good
thank
crew.
You,
American
Amazon.
Made.
Thank you, Amazon.
Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, Mr. Bezos.
What's in the mail?
Ooh, it's time for Guess What's in the Mail. That means we get to go into the can of questions. And no, we don't. We go into it's actual Guess What's in the Mail. I'm more confused.
I know, multiple segments, right?
That's really true.
I do the same thing.
Hi, everybody. You know what we're going to do?
Let's
try again. Okay.
Guess What's in the Mail.
Oh, it's time to Guess What's in the Mail. I love this feature. So you send in things, and I'm going to open them and guess what's in them.
Should we turn the camera on?
Can we turn on Skycam for Guess What's in the Mail? Okay, here we go. Listen. Like angels, everybody. Like magic, and here it is. Oh, baby.
Here's the package, sir.
Here's the package. Thank you, doctor. Oh, it's a nice box. Okay. We'll put it right here, and we'll have a look inside. Okay. This is great. Okay. On the very top, there's a note. There's a giant note. So I will hand this to Ben Churchill very quickly. Oh, see, I dropped it. I'm sorry. The Edison kid again with these handoffs. Not too good in the league this year.
I got it.
No. A lot of errors over there at third base from the youngster.
All right.
Okay. Who's this from?
I'll just read it. Here we go.
All right.
Mr. Edison.
Yes?
Greetings from Washington.
Thank you. Hello.
This is from Carl.
Okay.
Says here. I'm sending this... Greetings from Washington. I'm sending this package to you because you're the only person for the job.
Uh-oh.
Can you tell me what this is?
Carl, I love you.
Please be as specific as possible.
Oh, boy.
We're all counting on you. Good luck, Carl.
You know, I had a boss that used to say that all the time. He used to say, remember? He'd walk in, you'd want to do something. He'd say, we're all counting on you. I'm going to move the box out of the
for
way.
You.
Ah, thank you, sir. I know.
Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything more in the thing? I'm sorry. Don't even look. Forgive me.
You're good.
I think I know what this is. I really do.
Can you tell us what you are feeling before
yeah,
we get
so,
it?
Right. So I'm feeling a long object. It seems to have two propellers on it. There's one little one. So it's a long object and sort of like maybe an L on its side kind of a thing. Right. If I were to put it this, well, it doesn't really do that, but you get what I mean. Nonetheless, it's a long object with a bit that sticks out on the back end of it. And on the front end, there's a propeller and there's a little tiny propeller back here as well. And there are wheels.
What is it made out of?
This is made out of, I would say, plastic. It feels like a maybe a I don't know if it's 3D printed, but the wheels turn and stuff. So it's cool. Like, this thing really works. And little tiny wheels on the bottom that I like. I was going to guess something. I thought I had it straight away. And now the second propeller tricked me. I thought it was like a helicopter. Oh, it is. Hey. Wow. Nice, Carl. That's a real helicopter.
That's great.
So what's the second propeller for, Ben? Do you know? Like, are you versed
in these? What were you going to say? I had to tell you you're right.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say submarine, because isn't that sort of propelled too?
Submarine.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah, but not quite the same way.
No, I wouldn't think it'd be, but it'd be long, sort of, kind of tubular, right? A submarine kind of,
long,
yeah, but the,
tubular,
yeah, but the propeller, yes, wouldn't be on the top, but I'd assume it'd be on the back of it. But yeah, so helicopter, that's very cool. Did you make this car? Is this 3D printed? What is this? Or is this just something that you found somewhere?
Looks like a model.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. I'd love this. I will display this proudly, sir.
Do you know what kind? He says you're as specific as possible. What kind of helicopter is that, Tommy?
I'm going to say it's a Black Hawk.
Let me see.
Okay.
He has a note here. Let me see. It says, can I see that?
Sure.
Get a closer look.
Right here. There you go, sir.
It says United States Army on it.
Okay.
It's like a dark green.
Okay.
It's a Boeing.
An Apache. Oh, a Boeing. Boeing makes helicopters?
AH-64 Apache.
Cool. Oh, so it isn't it? Oh, so wait, I didn't say Apache. I said Black Hawk. See, look at me trying to take credit for something I didn't get. Well, see, Washington. See, that, of course, that Boeing is in Washington State. That's very cool, Carl. Thank you so much. I love it. It's great fun. And the wheels really turn. I'm not going to try and fly it, though.
So did you know?
I'll fill it up with gasoline. What? Just being silly.
So did you, you've been in a helicopter, I know, but have you ever felt one?
Never. Mm-mm. Not a real one. No.
What was the giveaway for this?
The propeller on the top. That was the giveaway for me. And the, you know, the sort of long, and you know what? I honestly, I feel like I've seen one before in like an old video or something.
Yeah. Nice.
Right. I feel like it. So that's,
really?
You believe it? I remembered one of these things. That's cool, Carl. Thank you very much. And Boeing, everybody, a great company. Well, now I don't know. They make all kinds of cool planes and stuff. Like they were the first one with the, you know, the biggest plane, right? The 747.
Yeah, no, great company.
Back a million years ago.
Apparently,
yeah.
Apparently, I know nothing about it. But
I don't know. The stock is a good one to watch. I always watch Boeing. I don't own any, but I watch it.
All right, let's switch the camera.
Let's go from Skycam back to regular. Thank you, Carl. I want to move that helicopter back here a little bit, and back to regular view. It's nice to be back, right? I like it. So we have something. Where are we going? Should we do something new here?
Sure.
I'm going to do something. We do have something very new and cool. And that is, we now have Patreon. Hooray.
Hooray.
No, it's very cool. So I'm proud of it. I really am. And we have different levels that you can join. And it just helps out the show, right? It helps us to be able to keep doing this. And like, what we really want to work toward is to be able to do this on more of a full-time basis. Like, we've been doing them weekly. We'd like to even do it more. So, you know, any bit you can do would help. And there's different levels that you can get. And we've got cute names for them all.
Yeah.
Ready? For $2 a month, my friends, you can just, you know, to support the show and say, hey, I love what you guys are doing. I just, you know, it's the best, you know, whatever. It's wonderful. Anything counts, right? And so this one is called the Scented Membership. See what we did there? Because you can.
There you go.
Right? See?
And then
the next level up for and on the Scented Membership too, you also get a big welcome on an upcoming show. We big you up and say hi and welcome you to the fam and the whole thing. So it's, you know, it's awesome. So if that's what you can do, that'd be great. We'd love it. And then we have the Flavored Membership. So you're starting to see a pattern here, friends. You see what we're doing? And this one for $5 a month entitles you to a big up on an upcoming show, just like the $2 one. And you get access to bonus video clips, bonus video segments, really. And they're cool. They're just things. We do some stuff before the show. We have some, you know, we do some pre-show stuff just to kind of warm up. You know what I mean? And one day Ben says to me, he goes, you know, these are pretty good. We could actually do something with these.
Yeah, so we're always recording these extra bits.
We always record extra bits. It's just fun. You know, we just love to record and try things out and stuff. And so...
lots of canned questions.
Lots of canned questions. Tons of it. Yeah. Yep. And so it's fun. So for $5 a month, if you'd like to do that, you can support that. And so, you get access to two of those clips every week. And then access to the full archive of...
one clip every week.
One clip a week. I'm sorry.
Right, because we have two up there now.
Right. That's why I'm confused. Yes, because there's two. If you join right now... you actually get two bonus clips to watch.
Yeah, we just put them up there because we just launched this today.
Today. It's brand new. On 10, actually, well, it was the 4th of October.
Right. We recorded this, right.
Yep.
So the $5 level gets the extra bonus stuff. And again, it's just a monthly thing. That's how Patreon works.
Yep.
It's a monthly payment thing. We get the support. You can just continue anytime.
Anytime you like. You can just pop in for 1 month and get out, whatever you need to do. And I got to tell you something. This works so great, and you can pay with Apple Pay if that's what you use, or you know there's a Google Pay too. Whatever it is, it's all set up, so it's nice and easy to do. And there's an app. I never knew there was an app. Of course there is. There's an app for everything, right? So it's really easy and convenient to use, and you know it's awesome. So again, that's the flavored membership. So we have another one. You ready? For $10 a month now. This one is called the Tactile Membership. Now you're starting to see the pattern, right? You get where we're going? It's always funny when you have to explain
it.
Ben.
No clue what this
now,
means.
For the Tactile membership, you get all the stuff that you get for the flavored membership, and you also get a question on an upcoming show that will guarantee to be answered. Right? Your question, you just right away. This is from Patreon. Boom. And we do it.
Yeah, you get the... Yeah, Tommy features your question on
features
the show.
Features your question on the show, as well as bigging you up, and you get access to the video segments and the whole thing. So
there you go.
That's what it is. That's our brand new Patreon, and I'm thrilled about it. It's very exciting. So, you know, thank you. Thank you in advance for supporting the show.
Yeah, it's a great way to sort of help keep this whole thing moving.
It really is. And, you know, with everybody cutting the cord nowadays, it's much easier to just... You imagine if you had cable TV and you only had to... You could pay for the things that you liked and nothing else. Right? This way you get to pay for things that you like. You don't have to get all this other garbage that you don't watch. I don't know. I like it. It's modern. It's cool.
What are the main services that you pay for? Like streaming out there, audio and video.
So right now I still have a Spotify membership that's good till the end of the year because I bought the $100 deal and you got like 2 months free or whatever it is. I have a SoundCloud membership, which I really enjoy because there's all kinds of... Whoa, but SoundCloud's crazy, though. There's all sorts of air checks and jingles and all kinds of weird stuff. So it's worth it.
And what do you get there? Because why are you paying for it? No ads?
Yeah, no commercials, right. No commercials at all. And I can put it up on the deck. So this program I used to DJ is called DJ, actually, from this company in Germany called Algorithm. And so I can put Spotify... I can put SoundCloud up there. And I can also put Tidal. So at the minute, I have all three, but Spotify's going away soon. But I think I'll keep the other two because I love having access to all the radio stuff.
Yeah, you don't use Prime or any of that?
No, I don't have Prime. I do not have Netflix. I don't have HBO Max.
No.
Because, I pay for YouTube. I get the fancy YouTube. Commercial for YouTube. And you can run it in the background. Which is nice because I don't, I'm not looking at it, so I can just, put on whatever I like and just walk away and do what I got to do. But it's great for listening to podcasts and things like this, even this one. So, yeah, but those are the things I pay for to stream. And honestly, YouTube is probably my favorite because not only do I got all that video content, but all this music content there as well. And it's all commercial free, man.
Yeah, and I found on the iPad that the YouTube music app.
Oh yeah,
works if you have the premium. It's one of those sort of loopholes where you get a streaming music commercial free option on your iPad.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay for it. It's part of the premium.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Hey, that's all right.
So, I saw it on Twitter.
Okay. Wow. That's the sound of Twitter, everybody.
I wanted to make sure we got to this.
Okay. What's this?
This is from @ Torp Matthias.
Okay.
I think this actually came in the last week.
All right.
Twitter question. Most people imagine their center of consciousness to be located as a point behind their eyes. I imagine it because vision is our strongest sense. Do you feel like your consciousness manifests itself as a physical point in your body? If so, where?
Oh, my God. I've never heard of this before.
Oh, you haven't?
No, the point behind your eye. So that's like your center. That's where this person is saying that, like that's your core almost?
Yep.
I guess?
Center of consciousness is sort of where you always are coming from.
Well, I mean, I suppose that if I were to think about it that way, it'd be dead center in the middle of my head, sort of that there's a little crown right up the top of your head. And that might even be too far back, but like that dead center between my two ears, right? When it's in mono. This is odd.
That makes sense because the center of the sound is there.
Right. Exactly right. So there's actually three channels of audio, right? There's a left, a right, and a center channel. So if I were going to look at it that way, it would be the center channel. And that's where mono recordings live. You listen to old Beatles records or, Three Dog Night or all sorts of things. There's, Motown records are all mono. So I think, I've never thought about that before, but it makes sense because that would be the absolute middle of everything in my brain. Right? In my sort of perception.
In your perception.
Mm-hmm.
Perception, yeah. And so that actually, so it happens to be the same for sighted people, this tweet is suggesting. Because most people imagine their center of consciousness be located as a point behind their eyes, assuming most people are sighted. So.
And like, so as, oh, go on.
All I was going to say was that, yeah, so the vision just backs that up. But the sound also is there. It's the center of the sound. How do you perceive sound is the same spot as you would, I think, for... I wonder if sound arguably is stronger, is the stronger argument for being at the center of consciousness.
Yeah. I mean, because the world isn't stereo. It really is. It's beautiful. But that middle point, for example, where your head voice is, right? Where your, the little voice inside your head is dead in the center. And it's right smack dab in the middle. It's not hard pan to the left or right. Right. And nothing that is in my mind is really ever in stereo, strangely. It's all kind of in mono.
Mm.
When I think about music and stuff, I don't have it all arranged out and spread out, separated in parts and bits like that. It's just mono, right in the middle.
Not like here. There's a sound that's nice in stereo.
All righty.
Sound.
See, that's nice. I love a stereo sound like that. But mono at the same time is very cool. I mean, in the old days, things were recorded in mono, and they were meant to be heard in mono. They weren't meant for stereo. And then later on, people would just mix things to stereo. But they're meant to be heard in mono. We have a friend who is, he got me into it, and mono music, and listening to old, as I mentioned, mono Beatle records, because that's the way they're meant to be heard, mono Motown, all this stuff. It's really strange. We were sort of fooled by the stereo craze in the 80s and 90s. It was, we were cheated.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. The mono stuff, the stuff that was mixed initially, right? Or almost made with mono in mind.
Yeah. I mean, they say at Motown, because the Motown records were all made in one room for a period of 8 or 9 years. And they say that they had a little tiny AM transmitter and they would transmit to a car radio in the parking lot and make sure it sounded good in the car before they put it out. Yeah, so the final mix was done, in-house, but then they check it in a car, too. So,
can we explain what mono is? Because I know people who don't know what it is.
Well, so mono, so when they started to reproduce audio and reproduce sound, they made it in one channel and one channel only, and that was called mono, monophonic. Or actually, that's not true. It's called monaural. It's actually the proper term. Monophonic simply means one note or, one particular sound. So that's how, and then in the late 50s, early 60s, I believe it was Atlantic Records were the first people to make stereo recordings. And they made a lot of them. The old John Coltrane things and Miles Davis things were in stereo. A lot of the, early Atlantic jazz recordings and a lot of the rhythm and blues stuff too. Old Drifter sides and things like that. And what they were able to do was spread the sound out and put the drums and the strings over here and the vocal over on the left side. Pan the piano, and the vocal back here. And it was very primitive in the old days. Now stereo is to a point where I worked in radio and I would notice things were, it's in mono. And they'd be like, it is?
Yeah.
And people never heard it. It's very strange. But in the old days, it was very exaggerated. They made these giant stereo recordings. This old bachelor pad music is in huge, wide stereophonic sound, to put on the hi-fi set.
Some of the worst I remember, like James Brown, I Got You.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The vocals on, but the Doors light my fire. I had a friend, my friend Tom had a car where one side of the one channel was out. And so the Doors, and you couldn't hear the solo. All you heard for 7 minutes, but you know, you heard the vocal and then do 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 do, you know, come on, baby, love up. And then the rest of the way you hear do 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 boo 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 boo. It was awful. It was just brutal. But you see, if it was in mono, you'd hear everything.
You'd hear everything.
You'd hear both sides.
No, it didn't make sense to me when I heard those stereo mixes as a kid. I was like, why would it be so far left?
And I know. Why is everybody so far away from each other? It's in these two giant catacombs, these huge rooms with tons of reverb.
It was like a gimmick, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was a bit, well, because the stereo technology was new, and you had to impress your friends and your neighbors and things. Oh, yeah, we got the big stereo phonograph now. No, listen to Judy Collins in stereo, everybody. Oh, geez, Ma, not the Judy Collins record again.
Yeah.
She was just sort of square, kids.
Yeah.
She was, you know.
Way back. All right, so that we're good. We answered that question. Thank you.
That was it. I know, and it took us out of wild tangents. Thank you so much. Great question. And if you have any questions at all, of course, you can on Twitter at TommyEdisonXP, or you can always email them to podcast@TommyEdison.com.
And also on Twitter, Tommy, this I wanted to save for the show to play.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this. So you have, this is apparently a celebrity, right?
Yeah, so I happen to come across on Twitter making some interesting videos.
All right, and
Putting them on Twitter.
Okay.
Let me see if I can.
All righty.
Pull this over. Okay, I'm going to hide this screen. So
I'm going to guess who's on the Twitter.
You can play at home. Guess who this is. Now, this is a little political, but that's not the point.
All right.
So anybody who's concerned about
Don't react.
Yeah, it's not about what's,
It's just about the game. It's about seeing if I can guess who this is.
It's about the celebrity doing something really, unexpected.
Okay, here we go.
Here's the most recent clip. This is from October 3rd.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Who is this?
Doctors, nurses, and all. All at the great Walter Reed Medical Center.
Who is that?
All the others from likewise incredible institutions.
He's an actor.
Yeah, of course he's an actor. Now, is he an older gentleman?
Now, yes.
Who have joined them are amazing. Tremendous
film actor.
Film actor, okay.
Big in the 80s.
Made over the last 6 months.
Who is he?
And the 90s.
And the 90s.
Fighting this.
Big star. Oh.
Plague.
Oh. Who is that? I know. I hear it. Who is that? Oh. Give me another hint there, Doctor.
He was part of a whole franchise of films. Okay.
Who is that? Is that no. I feel so goofy. That's not who would be doing that? Not like Bruce Willis? That's the big franchise he said.
Doctors,
I'll just pull up on screen now.
And all.
That's a good performance, though. That cough really had me concerned.
It's quite the actor.
Hey, he's good. Love you, sir. You're good.
Great.
I feel like I haven't seen anybody act in a long time.
He was in the Vacation films.
And all the others from likewise.
Is that Chevy Chase?
Institute.
No. Oh, who am I thinking? I know it wasn't Chevy Chase. There's a part of the voice that I hear. Like right in there, you can hear it. Oh, dude, I feel like I'll lose it.
You're good. Let's play another one.
Okay.
This is probably the more political one.
Okay.
But
his campaign for the day.
And there's some flashing here. Sorry for not giving the warning.
Oh, okay.
He wants to rest.
So, watch your eyes.
This is a weird stereo, too. This is a strange recording.
Very low energy individual.
Wow, this guy's really going full in, isn't he?
cannot make it in these exciting but complex competitive times.
He was a character in all the, I said it, Vacation?
In the Vacation films. Movies. I've seen a couple. I've seen Christmas. Wait a minute. Is he Randy Quaid? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Of course. Oh, he goes all in, doesn't he?
He does.
What a performance, sir. And that coughing was, wow. I mean, like, that hurts to do that. That really does. Boy, good for you, sir.
Do you remember him in the news when he was?
Yeah, they say he sort of lost his mind or had some kind of incident. So a couple of, like, sort of here and like in the desert of California, right? Towards, I don't know, maybe out towards Palm Springs or someplace.
Maybe.
There was some kind of incident with him here when I was working on the radio with Tad, I think. I think Tad was in town. And we covered it.
Yeah, well, the media. Well, the media had their day.
They had their fun because they're kicking him. The poor guy's down, and so the media comes along to kick him a little bit.
Was he even down? That's the whole point.
That's who the knows. Thing. We don't know.
But there were some interesting clips. Let me see if it does.
We believe there are to be a malignant tumor of star whackers in Hollywood. How many people do you know personally who have died suddenly and mysteriously in the past 5 years?
Oh.
I have personally known 8 actors, all of whom.
This might have been 10 years ago.
Yeah. 2010? Sounds about right.
All of whom I have worked with and was close to.
Wow. He ain't acting
Heath
here.
Ledger, yeah. Chris Penn, David Carradine among them.
Wow.
I believe these actors were whacked. And I believe that many others, such as Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, and Mel Gibson, are being played to get at their money.
Oh, I've never heard this before. How did I miss this?
I'll put the link in the description.
Yeah, because you can go watch the rest of it yourself. But wow, I gotta see this. I've never seen that before. If I don't know, if I saw it back then or heard it, then somebody's just going, listen to the ravings of this maniac.
That's right.
No, he has this is a crazy person. Next E.T.
No, it's Randy Quaid. He seems fine there. Look.
He sure does. He seems perfectly lucid.
I have earned approximately $40 million throughout my career. I have profit participation in some of my films.
Good for you.
I am being embezzled from by this monstrous ring of accountants, estate planners, and lawyers who are mercilessly slandering me and trying to kill my career. And I believe murder me in order to gain control of my royalties.
Extra, extra, extra. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Interesting theory.
That's fascinating. And it just, you know, it all makes sense. Look at the, you know, Heath Ledger and Chris Penn and the rest. David Carradine. Wow. Ben, this is great. Thank you very much. What a trip. Nice share, everybody.
Yeah, that was, I came across it recently. And then I saw him on Twitter. Hey, interesting stuff.
Great stuff. I have new respect for you, sir. It's a shame what the media does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's more to that story. I don't really know the whole thing.
Of course there is. I know, but it just seems like, you know, they all piled on pretty quick back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
You know. What else, Ben? What else? What else?
What else? Let's see.
Where are we going? What do you like?
There was, okay, so there's a new PSA. No, a PSA. A campaign.
A new campaign. Okay.
Again, not this is not so much about the politics, but this is an interesting group. This caught my attention. The Moms Against, well, both sides actually of the campaign.
Of the political campaign. Okay. And these are mothers' groups.
Mothers' groups. One just came out.
Okay.
That it's like a 30-second anti-Biden.
Oh, okay.
But then there was the one that was anti-Trump that came out.
So the Trump one was first. Okay.
Pull that up.
Just when it seems his divisive language and cruelty have hit bottom, the worst president in history sinks to a new low. Moms. They're working moms, soccer moms, stay-at-home moms, black, white, Latina, and Asian, straight, gay. Moms who will fight for a country where their kids won't have their fundamental freedoms trampled by...
Okay.
And it shows lots of shots of riots and all the stuff,
yeah,
you know.
All the regular stuff that you've been seeing this nutty year. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then again, moms, the other side. It's just interesting to see the same group of people.
You don't really see this too often, talking about the same group talking about two sides of an issue.
Same demographic or whatever.
Riots in the streets again tonight.
Police here are outnumbered.
The Democrat Congress and President Biden have made massive cuts to police.
Protesters now have entered a residential neighborhood.
Mom, what's that?
They'll defund police.
Stop!
They'll disarm you.
No!
What was that?
Don't let this nightmare come true. Moms for Safe Neighbors.
These are fascinating. The same group. Wow.
It says vote against. Well, that's, you know, two different organizations.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they're both moms and, you know, working mothers and stuff. I've never seen anything like this before. I've seen tons of campaign stuff, but that's fascinating.
Two different angles, completely different angles. It says vote against Biden Harris. You're not safe with them.
Vote against. See, I'll be honest with you. I don't like vote against. You have to vote for something. You know what I mean? If you're voting against something, why vote? I don't know.
Yeah, I was looking for more. If there was a dad's group, didn't see.
Are there any dad's groups or any, you know, lifeguards against Trump? No, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, but that's really interesting.
I think this month we'll probably see some more groups.
Yeah, I think so too. We don't get as much of the campaigns. Well, I don't know. I don't watch television, so I forget that. Strike that. How would I know? I don't watch any television, but. I don't see many kids. I see them on Twitter and YouTube and stuff, but that's about it. You know, I'll click on them and watch them.
Right.
Because I'm interested in that stuff.
Let's take another question from the audience.
Let's take a question from the audience, everybody. It is time for Can of Preguntas. Can of Questions, everybody. And I'll reach in here and grab one of these. Should we go to Skycam? Let me put the lid back on here.
We're good.
Okay, we have to get fancy.
I think they already put the camera away, the crew.
All right, the crew's already home sleeping.
Well, they want to, you know, a lot of the restrictions around here.
Well, that's true, too. COVID. You got to be mindful, Ben. This is a giant piece of paper. This is a long question. So.
Hope it's a good one.
I hope so, too.
Oh, topic. Foreign countries.
Foreign countries. Okay.
When you think of a foreign country, what's the first thing that comes to mind? People with sight probably think about the famous landmarks first. What do you think of? For example,
they're asking,
England.
All right, so I think of the landmarks too. I think of Big Ben, all that kind of stuff. The Tower of London, Parliament, all that, right? Number 10 Downing Street. But then I think about the accent, the music, their contributions to arts and music and culture and all that. I think about all kinds of things. British radio. I was a huge fan of Radio 1 back in the day, back in the aughts and stuff. I listen to it constantly. I think about the people and what I've never been, so I don't know.
You do think of the landmarks first? I think they were asking because it's like a visual thing, but it's not just.
No, but it's sort of in a kind of a way that, you know, you like you say a word and just things pop into your head, you know, and it's, you know, England, oh, sure, Big Ben, the accent, you know, all that kind of stuff is, I guess, where I go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
First thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Italy.
Pizza. But that's not true because Americans really invented pizza.
Okay, Italy.
Again, the people, the accent, the food, and then some of the, you know,
specifics though? Go ahead.
No, I don't know. Italy, what do I think of? I don't know. I've never been. So, but I suppose I think of the language and, you know, Venice. I don't know.
On the pressure.
Yeah, I do. I'm sweating. I don't know. Italy, because I've not been, you know, if like.
Okay. No, I chose one.
Like
you
Italian
know.
But music,
England. So it's more specific. What are some landmarks that you do know?
In Italy?
Sure. Italy, England.
Well, England. Okay. So, well, I did the English ones. I think, you know, Wimbledon, of course, where they play tennis, right? That's probably not a landmark, but, you know, I think of football and that kind of thing. Italy, what do I think of? Venice, right, with the canals and all that. And they say that during the pandemic, it's been lovely. The water's been nice and clean and the air and stuff has been all good. Of course, the Vatican is in Italy, Northern Italy, where it's like a different thing than Southern Italy. The food's different.
What do you think?
And also it's shaped like a boot that I always knew. So I suppose, you know, it's again, like if you played a game show or something like that, that's how I would think when you threw a country at me.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Sweden.
Now I've been there.
Think first?
The thing I remember is walking on those cobblestone streets And I remember it was my first time in Europe, but I remember we went, when we arrived at the hotel, we just figured we'd go to the bar and have a drink. And they're like, well, no, lunch ended at 2. We're like, I know, it's 10 after. Nope, lunch is over. And I didn't understand at that point what that was, but you know, they just, things are on a schedule. It's not like the US. Well, yeah, sure, we'll make you some. You know, it's just like, nope, you missed lunch. Just, you know, we're back open at 5. I think of the language too, the accent, which I love, by the way. And tons of great music comes out of Sweden. And it's sort of chilly. Like, I was there in the wintertime. It wasn't really snowing, but it was just sort of chilly and damp the whole time. But the people were lovely. Just incredible.
Landmarks?
Ah, that's a great question. I don't know. There were, like, there were castles and things like that. We were in old Stockholm, as I said, walking around those cobblestone streets. And there were castles and things like that. And I really don't know what else. I don't.
ABBA,
Roxette.
ABBA. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they're Swedes. What are you kidding me? What are they called? The people who did Barbie Girls, right? I'm a Barbie girl. Oh, I love them. Spider-Man. Oh, see?
You don't know.
Aqua. They're called Aqua. Thank you. We are the cartoon heroes.
That's correct. That's a lot of singing tonight.
I know. You know what? I've got a song in my heart, Ben. Forgive me.
Let's try another one.
All right.
Do you want that in the can?
How about out of the can? See? Well, this is a little tiny, cute little piece of paper here, Ben Churchill. It's lengthy, as they say. I love when people say lengthy. Length and height.
Well, the first one, length. Length.
Right? Some people don't pronounce the G. They say length instead of length.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just the weird things I listen for and to. Don't mind me.
Next question. How do blind people vacuum?
We call somebody. I get on the phone. Hi. Yeah. Can I make an appointment? Sure thing.
But what if you can't?
If it's a little one, like No. So I like get out the dustbuster and stuff. And you know, if it's a little spill, or like broken glass, for example, I've picked up with a dustbuster before. You know, those little portable vacs. But I do not own like a canister vac, for example. I don't have one. Oh. Or an upright.
But if you had to,
vacuum, I'd go back and forth over it. I used to. So when I had a dog, he lived in my bedroom with me, and you know, he shed a lot. He was a German Shepherd, and he, you know, summertime and stuff, and there'd be dog hair all over the place. And I tried to vacuum one time, and of course I would miss, you know, giant swaths of it. You know what I mean? There'd be a big spot where I just, oh geez, I didn't even think about that part, you know? So I'm not really a good vacuumer, nor dusting is better because it's a kind of a finite surface, right? It's a table or a dresser or a desk or something like that. But you know, a big giant carpet of a room, there's lots of area and stuff, but I suppose you could just sort of go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth over and over and over again, but that'd be sort of tedious. It's more fun to drive around the room, you know, and just do it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you could do it like you're mowing a lawn.
Yeah.
Is that one row at a time?
Yeah. Just row, like eating corn, right?
Go down one.
Yeah. Yep.
Slide
and
it
come
over.
Come back the other.
12 inches. Walk backwards with it or spin around.
Yep.
Watch out for that cable getting sucked up.
Oh, I know. See, I'm afraid of that too. Getting the cable sucked or, you know, under the wheels and stuff. Spin around. So I'd just rather walk frontwards and backwards. But new vacuums now, they're great with the cords. They, you know, see, this is how long it's been since I've used a vacuum, friends.
Or a Roomba. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Roomba, the thing that, you know, measures your whole room and then sends all that information off to sell it. Oh, sorry. Wait.
The thing that
it goes all by itself. I'd probably get one of those. I think that it's probably worth it. I'm going to think it's a floor plan in my house. Big deal. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. You know?
There's lots of robots like that, AI, that's cleaning. I was seeing videos online of cleaning, you know, commercial buildings.
Commercial buildings? Oh, this is going to put people out of work.
Stores.
Oh.
The aisles, Costco's, where there's that, you know, cement, concrete floor.
Sure, that hard concrete floor, yep.
But I was, videos of these just humanless machines just slowly moving around and avoiding people, but cleaning the constantly cleaning the floor
and avoiding the people too,
and even robots who are waiters, servers, food servers,
what?
Restaurants. They've had these. I came across a story in Beijing 4 years ago, I think it was.
How does it work?
Very slowly. It seemed like a goof, gimmick.
Yeah.
But they're trying to do it. They just roll out slowly. They're these like 4 or 5 foot tall robots. They're not like your typical robots with arms and head.
Yeah. Like they're just machines. Human.
It's like a machine that's got a couple maybe, shelves to it.
And wheels.
It's like a garbage can with little shelves on it that comes out. And
wow, that's really cool.
And then they start to take over.
Listen to you and know what you're saying. All of a sudden, you're in her again. You're in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
You're falling in love with an algorithm, everybody. An operating system.
Right, or having these things around. Yeah, exactly. All your stuff, all your data is being recorded.
Yeah, it's all being recorded and kept and stored out in Utah, wherever. I mean, that's why I don't have one of those, the Amazon thing. I just don't. I used to have one. We got one someplace at VidCon, I think. And I just wanted to check it out and see how it worked and see how the accessibility was on it. And it's great. It works well. But then when I'd go out, I'd plug it in, and as soon as I get home, I'd unplug it.
Mm.
So I'd have nothing to listen to. And that way, if anything ever happened in my house, I'd be there to record it. Right?
Yeah.
Something went down, there would be a recording of it that would exist someplace that somebody could access.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I did that. But I don't even know where it is now. I've lost it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. People have cameras on in their homes.
Yeah, they have cameras outside their homes, inside their homes. Yeah.
They make for great viral videos or earthquakes and stuff.
Certainly.
But
that's about it.
The idea of having somebody with access to, I don't like that.
I just sometimes having sighted people around is a lot for me, because it's, I was married for a while. And I lived with a couple of people, but I don't know. Sometimes it's weird having too much sight around. Does that make sense?
Well, you're used to not having somebody looking at you.
Yeah, I don't like people looking at me generally,
So if you're home.
I'm home, I don't want to be watched. I just want to be in my house, chilling, doing my own thing.
And then you got some sighted person walking around.
Yeah, looking at my stuff. Why are you looking at my stuff, man? Stop looking at my stuff.
Oh, that would be annoying. Coming in and like looking at your mail.
Uh-huh.
Or your personal things on your.
Mm-hmm. Eggs, ackle-ackle-ackle-y. So, but that, what?
No, it's just like, imagine that happens.
It's just a weird trust thing. I don't know. I've lived alone for a long time and I've done it several times in my life and I enjoy it, so. But, I do need sighted people. It's wonderful to have them around. It's just sometimes, they can be around too much. But that's okay. We all have fun. We all get along and have a nice time.
Oh, it's fine. Yes, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about because you know me like better than most. You understand it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all good.
And I got burned like that by somebody one time, looking at my stuff and boom, 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 and it was all bad. But no bueno. That's like the phrase it pays tonight is no bueno.
Great. All right, want to wrap up the... I'm just trying to figure out what to do next here. Do you want to wrap up the can?
Yeah, let's wrap up the can of questions.
Be careful with the can. Put her away. All right.
Watch out. Hot cans flying around everywhere. Doc. Thank you, doctor.
Save that for the future.
Yeah, this is great.
They're coming in the email, so thank you, everybody, too.
Oh, real, very nice. So, again, it's podcast@TommyEdison.com. If you have a question for can of questions, or on Twitter @TommyEdisonXP. And that's a good one because I can't see that account. I don't have anything to do with that one.
So the questions are a surprise for Tommy.
Yeah, that's the whole fun of it, right? It's, it's like, guess what's in the mail and others. And it's all about the surprise. So we have one more thing. This is a fascinating story that's been going on for a while now out in Colorado. There's a woman by the name of Suzanne Morphew, and she has been missing since May 10th.
Yeah, let me pull up the clip.
It has been more than 4 months since Suzanne Morphew went out for a bike ride on Mother's Day.
And after countless searches, there's little information about what happened to her. Her family, though, is determined to find out. Denver 7's Lance Hernandez joins us live in Chaffee County.
And Lance, you spoke with her brother, and he says they just want closure, right?
He said that's what he and his family want. He says not knowing where his sister is taking a toll on the family. So today, he and several of the 100 or so volunteers who gathered here this morning focused their search on the area where his sister lived.
Wow. I'm going to go out by the Morphew home.
Andrew Mormon instructing volunteers who gathered at the visitor center in Poncha Springs.
We're looking for torn clothing, human remains and things of that nature.
Some of the volunteers went up to Dead Horse Gulch. Others to Puma Path, near Suzanne Morphew's home. That area was the focus of the investigation early on.
The pink ribbon at the bottom.
Morphew's bike was found at the bottom of this hill.
Upside down, leaning against the tree.
But there was no blood or evidence of injury, which makes her brother think...
It was thrown over here. It's planted evidence.
Oh.
Without question.
Okay, so this case just gets stranger and stranger. So her brother Andrew now has... He's doing his own. He's done it all himself. He raised money and got people together to search. What a great brother, right?
Yeah, he's coming through. He's definitely onto something.
Yeah, and I think so too. So where are we going to go here?
Here's the end of the news.
Okay.
Thing.
Now, one volunteer from Grand Junction says he approached a man. Another man approached him with a shotgun slung over his shoulder. He said that man wouldn't provide his name, but told him he was on private property. He can't help but think that was Barry Morphew. We were told Morphew is not taking part in this search.
Ooh, that seems sort of strange. That seems sort of strange. Now, now he's made a video, right?
Yeah, the husband.
Mr. Morphew. Yep.
Has made.
And so, when was this made, Ben? This is shortly after it happened, shortly after the disappearance?
A couple weeks.
Okay, right.
2 weeks.
It was the beginning
so.
Of June. Right. June 1st, I think, is when this is from.
Here's the husband.
Okay, this is Mr. Morphew.
I think this is only, yeah.
Oh, Suzanne, if anyone is out there that can hear this, that has you, please, we'll do whatever it takes to bring you back. We love you. We miss you. Your girls need you. No questions asked. However much they want, I will do whatever it takes to get you back. Honey, I love you. I want you back so bad.
Wow. And she's a 49-year-old mom of two daughters, a 22-year-old and a 16-year-old. Macy and Mallory are the girls' names. And now they're without a mom. This is...
Well, yeah, she's missing.
She's been missing since Mother's Day. This happened on Mother's Day. She went out for a bike ride, as I said, and they found the bike all mangled up and torn up, and that's been it so far.
Yeah, so and then there's people online who have been following this story. This...
Yeah. Yeah, so this guy here, his name is Tyson Draper, and he came to try and help out, right? He was fascinated by this whole case and wanted to see what he could do. So here he is.
I don't know if it was from a car or a bicycle or what, but you can see how it's bent, and you can see where the investigators really dug through this area right here. So...
And he's filming out there.
I'm pretty sure this is right where they found her bike.
And now this is by that creek, right?
That's the rumor anyway.
Right. And I'll put links for this video so you can watch the whole thing.
So you can watch the whole thing for yourself. Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting. Somebody comes along.
Yeah, check this out.
My name's Tyson Draper. I'm from Arizona.
Okay.
So.
What happened?
That's Barry.
That's him.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. No, it's not on, bro. It's not on.
Oh, it's not on. Don't worry about a thing.
Yeah.
So he runs into the husband of the missing woman.
Runs into, this is fascinating.
Secretly records him.
Now, how did he just fool him real quick?
So he's got, let's play in the background. He probably has his camera hanging over his shoulder, and so he just kept recording video.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All of the mountains have been covered so far, but obviously we're going to miss things.
Right.
So let me show you what happened.
Wow.
So the audio is hard to hear, but
So what's happening is this Barry Morphew is actually taking our Tyson Draper, and showing him the crime scene, showing him what happened and what kind of things, and he's theorizing as well that perhaps she was by a mountain lion or something like that, or perhaps that she was even abducted, or even he actually gives three different theories. Another one is that she just fell into the creek. She was disoriented and fell off the bank and down into the thing, and it washed her away.
And he hasn't done any interviews?
No, he's done no interviews. He's, again, as they said in the news piece, he is not helping with the search that her brother Andrew is doing, which is interesting. And, that piece of tape that we saw, that piece of film, this is a very strange case. But it keeps going. There's more. So just this past, it's supposed to be on Friday. On the Dr. Phil show was going to be Andy Mormon, Suzanne's brother.
Here we go. So this is they put a clip out. Here we go. I'll back it up.
Okay.
The odd thing to me was at midnight on Saturday night, I want you to realize she was seen in town with Barry getting a sandwich at 4 p.m. At midnight, somebody friended all of the guys my age on her Facebook at midnight.
Oh, boy. Oh, that seems very strange.
Yeah.
On the Saturday night, the night before she's reported missing, so May 9th, so just into May 10th at midnight.
So it's going on since what, May?
Since May, and so, it's now October. And now apparently they reported last week that they had found the scent of human remains, that dogs had found some spots in the property. Because again, her brother, spent his own money, raised his own money, did a GoFundMe or whatever it was, and he's hired people and gotten a whole crew together. And now the FBI and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation are on this case as well. So hopefully this gets resolved soon.
Yeah, I'll put the link for that GoFundMe too in there.
Yeah, please, because that's a good thing to contribute to as well. You know, that's somebody doing something good.
If it's all right, if it is what it is, right?
If it is what it is, absolutely. But you know, what a great big brother. Go on, here's Dr. Phil.
Midnight.
Yeah, at midnight.
At midnight.
Yeah, my theory is she was killed.
I love Dr. Phil.
Me too. At midnight. You know, what'd you say that was midnight, did you say?
Back him up to the beginning.
What specifically has pointed you into thinking that it's actually her husband?
Well, when it started off, wow. Phil, we found the bicycle at the bottom.
Well, they're really pointing right at the husband.
They really, they don't mess around on this show, do they? Point all 10 fingers right at Barry. This is so interesting. This real crime stuff is just, it's fascinating. And strangely enough, this is in Colorado where the whole Chris Watts incident happened as well.
Right. And they got the Netflix coming out. Yeah, that just came out.
Netflix is just out this past weekend. Yep. So you can watch that if you'd like. That's
so we'll be following that story.
Yeah. Big time. It's one to keep an eye on for sure. And there you go. Episode 17. Put it in the books. That's what Harry Rose says every time the Mets win. Put it in the books. So there you go, Ben. We did it. Very nice. Thank you very much. Oh, sound. Sound. Careful. Yuck, everybody.
Quite a show.
Yeah, good show. A lot of stuff, a lot of interesting things. And it's, just fun. And of course, can I just plug real quick?
Oh, sure.
If you would like some Tommy Edison or Blind Film Critic merchandise, it is available, friends. There's a link for it down below that you can go check out the store. We have all kinds of things for you. Tees, hoodies, we have coffee mugs, iPhone cases, and more. And, as we get toward the gift-giving season, friends, you want to shop early. Get that Christmas shopping out of the way. There's something for everybody on your list at the Tommy Edison Experience store. So, perfect for dad or grad. It dices Julie. It makes Julianne fries the whole thing. No, but stuff is there. So if you'd like any of the stuff, it'd be great. It's fun to have. Nice. As I say, it's a conversation starter. It really is.
Seen it happen firsthand. TommyEdison.com/store.
If there's anything you'd like to get. Also, the podcast is available everywhere you get your podcasts, including on Amazon Music. So thank you again for having us over there. You can find us over at Michelle Obama's place there at Spotify, Apple Music, Google, and the rest. And what else? Monday night, of course, Monday and Thursday, for the time being, the showgram on early at 6 West Coast both times. But normally it's on later on a Thursday, and that's where the whole gentle overnight relief thing comes from. And what else, Ben Churchill? Do I miss anything? Are we good?
I think we're pretty good.
I think we're good. Well, this has been great fun. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for the great questions. And if you have more, keep them coming. Podcast at TommyEdison.com or on Twitter at TommyEdisonXP. All right. Fun times. Ben, thank you very much. You're the greatest. I love this. We had a nice time tonight, and I will see you soon. Until then.
Thanks for being here. So long.